A press release late Friday afternoon is often designed to suppress news coverage, but Monday morning, Governor Walker was asked about Friday's announcement of his legal defense fund connected to the John Doe investigation in Milwaukee. Walker says the donor-funded pot of money will help pay expenses incurred while cooperating with the inquiry. Walker says he disagrees with those who claim the fund can only be set up by politicians who are the target of an investigation or charged with a crime.
No, this was literally purely the Government Accountability Board suggesting, per our request, asking them what the proper way to do this was. To this point, we've got no information that believes we're the target of anything at this point, and it was purely GAB suggesting this.
Government Accountability Board Director Kevin Kennedy says state law won't let him discuss whatever the board might have advised Walker. But Kennedy says people can challenge Walker's legal fund.
If there's any challenges to whether or not he meets that, that's something the board would look at under its complaint section, which would be something done in closed session, so I can't comment on it.
State Democratic Party Chairman Mike Tate makes it sound like a challenge is possible, or that Walker is being investigated, or will be legally charged in the Doe probe.
He is either under criminal investigation, has reason to believe he is about to be charged, or believes that he will be convicted of crimes. Those are the only three possibilities for him to set up this criminal defense fund. If it's not one of those three possibilities, he's breaking the law.
Some of Walker's supporters say state law lets politicians set up a legal fund if their agent has been investigated or charged. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.